Welcome in, everyone, to the Kia Folks Podcast Game of the Week. Tonight, we are on Berea Mint Park High School, where the Lady Titans welcome in the Demons from Westlake. I am Vince McKee. I'll be your play-by-play man for the evening. Alongside me tonight, my wife calls him Roman, but his name is Ruben Rodriguez. He'll be on color. Welcome in, Ruben.
Great to be here again, Vince. Another Southwest Conference matchup between Westlake and Berea Mid Park. Familiar surroundings for us. We've been here before. Great matchup with Avon beating Berea Mid Park last time we were here at the buzzer. It's going to be a fine game between two teams getting ready for the playoffs that start this weekend.
You know, too, emotional night probably for the Titans. It's senior night. We saw all three of them, you know, accept their little gifts there on their way out to college. Kind of a cool moment. But the Titans will have their hands full tonight against these Lady Demons. They must get past the emotions quickly because they don't want to dig themselves a hole like we saw them dig against Avon.
Yeah, they're going to have their hands full with senior guard Abby Matalavich of Westlake. She's their leading scorer, third in the conference in scoring. But on the other hand, too, that something to be said for senior night. You got Naomi Jackson, Alyssa Fugate, and Kyla Goodell. They have their eyes set. This is their night. They're also very talented ball players in their own liking, too. They know how to get out here. The senior leadership. We've seen them perform before, so we're looking forward to a good one tonight here, Ben.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Kayla Goodell has definitely been a presence in the middle. We saw that against Avon earlier this year. You know, she will also, for a 6'1 center, she could pull up and hit a jumper.
Yeah.
No problem at all. So she's got that long range as well. Definitely somebody the Demons will have to key in on.
Yeah.
Now, if you're looking to key on a new home, we're going to send you over to our guy, Richard Ward, over from RE/MAX Beyond 2000. He's the number one real estate agent worldwide. He specializes in listing homes, new home construction, military relocation, pricing strategies. And you know what? He's everywhere, guys. Offices in Middleburg Heights, Broadview Heights, and Westlake. Richard Ward and his team are available to guide you through the entire process of buying or selling your current home. Contact him today at richardwardrealty.com. You know, I stopped off at Mateo's and I had myself a large bowl of pasta. I can feel it in my gut as we speak.
Good Lord, I got to put up with that, folks.
I'm going to have to work out later, and if I do, I'll probably swing by the Cleveland Fitness Club. I mean, for 20-plus years, they've been much more than a place to go work out. They have it all. Bikes, tracks, courts, even pools. Find them today at 6600 West 130th Street in Middleburg Heights. And after you get done, go have some fun if it's warm out. Airport go-kart. Now they have those indoor tracks over there. Both places owned by the very talented Tony and Angela Diafador. You don't want to miss out. But you know what? If you don't want to go go-karting, but you want a real car, an actual car, go see our guy, James McConville. Go see him.
San Helene Kia.
And San Helene Kia in North Olmsted on Lorraine Road. He's our guy. You know, it's 29th, though. We are here doing basketball. Couldn't be any more exciting. My alma mater, North Olmsted, the Eagles hockey, they got a big night. Big hockey game over there at Brooklyn Rec tonight. The Eagles are taking on Normandy, first round of the playoffs. And if you're looking for some good hockey gear, you know what? Swing over to HosierHockey.org. You'll find everything you need. Hockey tape, wax, lace, and apparel. That's HosierHockey.org. I'm going to swing things over my main man here of sponsorship, Ruben, to talk to you about Jenny's Popcorn, Rocket Fizz, and Frankie's.
Jenny's Popcorn. Folks, Jenny's Popcorn has been in our area for over 65-plus years, serving all the customers here throughout Northeast Ohio. You can find their flavors anywhere popcorn is sold, including Giant Eagle and Mark's. And Vince can attest to this. They really, really take care of the kids.
Yep.
You can find any flavor, as I said, that you want popcorn only at Jenny's. You can visit them online at jennyspopcorn.com, or you can go in person at 38727 Taylor Parkway in beautiful North Ridgeville, Ohio. But if candy, your sweet tooth is candy and not popcorn,
it is.
Rocket Fizz candy's for you, folks.
Yes.
Everything from your childhood candies till today's. You want an old, what's those old candy bars? Old Zero bars, I think they have those there. Or whatever, those little things that break, what are those? Pop Rocks or whatever it is.
They got it all.
They have it all there. They have a magnificent display of candy and even soda pops from our youth and soda pops from now. If you want diet pops, if you want quinine water, they have it. Visit them at Rocket Fist Candy. They're at 530 Euclid Avenue, Suite 22B in downtown Cleveland, Ohio. And if you like Italian food like yours truly, and I'm sitting next to an Italian himself, so I don't have to tell you how much he likes Italian
Pazano.
Frankie's is the place to go. They have you covered from meatballs to lasagna. Visit them at 4641 Great Northern Boulevard in North Olmsted. Back to you, Vince.
Well, guys, if you would like to be a sponsor, and as you see, we take care of all of them. We still got a few to go. We'll get to you a little bit later in the broadcast. Email us, coachvin14@yahoo.com. Me and Ruben love what we do. We would do it for free, but you know what? A few dollars in our pocket doesn't hurt. So again, coachvin14@yahoo.com, because our mission is to put dollars in your pocket, the pocket of a small business owner. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and wrap up the pregame show, which was brought to you by MDG Flooring. If you're in need of quality flooring for your home or office, then look no further than MDG Flooring America in Medina. Give them a call, 330-725-525. Sit back, put your feet up, and grab something cold to drink. Vince McKee and Ruben Rodriguez will be with you on the call right now. And as we prepare for the tip-off, this tip-off is brought to you by Mullins Construction. It doesn't matter if it's indoor or outdoor, Mullins Construction has everything your home or office will need. They have new plumbing, hot water tanks, windows, and everything else your home office will need. Visit them today at www.creightons.com. Mullins Construction. And the tip-off is underway. And we're underway here. Jim Purdy Arena, and the tip-off goes to the Titans. By the roar of the crowd, you can really tell there. But Rhea Midpark has the ball, and we'll be advancing it.
There we go, Vince.
They're starting two seniors that don't normally start tonight. So that was a nice gesture by the coach. Inside of Goodell, it's up. It is good.
Yeah, Kayla Goodell with a great interior pass from Lanto. Nice. Good post-up move.
All right, Demons take over. What kind of defense the Titans running to start?
Looks like they're playing a variation of a matchup zone. They're up on them, but they're only covering their certain area. And
wow. So, good coverage, like you said, but that did not stop Adams from nailing a 3-2 Demons.
Yeah, Gina Adams beat that in-your-face defense with a nice jumper.
No doubt about it. Gina Adams. Lanto answers it.
Yeah, Lanto with an up fake. Took it to the basket, Vince.
Absolutely. So here we go. 4-3. Some good action right away. Some scoring there, Ruben.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, back to the Titans.
There's some good defense there. Good defense by Kayla Goodell. She put her hands straight up. Didn't commit a foul. Looks like Westlake is playing another matchup zone.
All right. Rhea Midpark, where we set it here, they're working from left to right on your radial dial with the white tops, white trunks, orange letters. And it will be the Westlake Demons working from right to left on your dial. Oh, loose ball scamper. Over and back called on the Titans.
Yeah, that's good aggressive defense by Westlake. They switch it to a man-to-man there mid-possession.
And ball out right by us here.
Yeah, Abby Matalavage.
So Stephanie Randar, number 44, to inbound it. And the Demons, man, they got some height on them, Ruben.
Yeah, they're a big club.
I didn't realize until she stood 2 inches from me just now. They got some height.
Which makes these over-the-top passes much easier to make, too, when you got a height advantage.
Three ball by the Demons. It's up, no good. Loose ball scamper. Good hustle there by the Titans to get it, and then they throw it out of bounds. So Cindy Lantel, good job to get the rebound, but just a little too quick on that pass, Ruben.
Yeah, Lantel, she got a little out of control there. Good idea. Just a little too much on the pass.
5:40 to go here in the first. Demons trail. Have the ball down 4-3. Against the Titans. Top of the Kings. Swing it around. Jump shot. Up and in. And she drained it. That was Molly Mulder.
Mulder, she got inside on that zone defense. Got in the lane. Nice, so sweet little 10-footer.
Oh, it made it look easy. So the Demons now up off the Molier jumper, 5-4. Titans take over. Again, left to right on the radio dial in the white trunks, white tops, orange letters. Almost a double dribble not called on the Titans. Loose ball. Scamper back to the Demons it goes.
They got away with them, but threw it away anyways.
Yep. Oh, fast break. Oh, didn't set herself there, Ruben. Demons could have had an easy two.
Both teams a little rushed early on, Vince.
Yeah, another turnover. Back to the Demons it goes. And she'll go coast to coast. It's up. It's in.
Yeah, really nice move by Matalavich. As he hesitated and stopped, let the defender get past her, and then took it to the basket.
Abby Matalavich, one of the best scorers in the conference, showing you why there. Now a 7-4 lead for the Demons. Titans have it. Looking to set it up. Three ball. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound Scamper. Goodell. Back to Lantau. Back to Goodell. Stuff City. By the Demons. You don't see the tall scroll on the court gets stuffed.
Yeah, Sydney Lantau's got to go up with that ball. She had a layup and decided, opted to pass it instead.
And the Demons converted another three ball. Matalavich. Just like that, 10-6 Westlake Demons. And Ruben, we said in the opener that the Titans could ill afford to fall behind, and that's exactly what they're doing now.
Yeah, especially when you got their leading scorer, Abby Matalavich. When she starts hitting her shots, she gets in her zone.
Abby Matalavich could do a lot of damage tonight if they keep leaving her open. Titans need to settle it down. Three ball, it's up, it's good. Sydney Lanto.
Sydney Lanto.
Answers the Matalavich three, now 10-7, Demons.
Sydney Lanto passed up an easy layup in the last possession, but got a nice easy three there. She nailed it.
Good swing there, move by Westlake. Nope, there's Lanto again. She's all over the court. Needs help though, got a turnover, call timeout. Heads up play, bounces it off the knee of Westlake.
That's a nice play by Sydney Lance. He's being aggressive so far in the first quarter.
And there go the two seniors who don't normally start. So they got a nice little gesture there. So Alyssa Fagun and Naomi Jackson off the court. And now it's usually the regular starting five for the Titans.
Yeah, they got Siggers and Sebastos in to replace them. We'll see what happens underneath now. They got a little more height.
Tori Siggers is a sharpshooter. Three ball, got it! Right off the bench, Lindsay Sabalos comes off the bench.
Sabalos comes right in, Vince.
Drains
the
three to
ball. Let me have it, she said.
Oh, Westlake answers right back, Ruben.
Yeah, Abby Carrington. We got the law firm of Abby and Abby.
That's right. Going. A lot of scoring early, bud.
Not a scoring. 12-10.
Oh, between the legs of Siggers and out of bounds.
Yeah. Again, that's one of those rushed turnovers. They gotta settle down. Take your time.
Very much so. All right. Combined, I've already seen, I want to say, 4 or 5 three-pointers go in. So both teams shooting it lights out right now. Back to the Demons. There
pass.
It is again. Carrington. No doubt about it.
Yeah, that was a great pass from Gina Adams. A high-low. Yep.
Number 14.
Found it right underneath the basket.
One of the many Abbeys on Westlake. That was 14, Abby Carrington. Down low to Goodell. Goes Maria. Up and in. Play.
Yeah. They're finding Goodell underneath. She's a low dunner. She's hard to stop.
I wouldn't want to cover her. She's a presence. 14-12. Demons have it. The lead and the ball. Three ball by Carrington. It's up. It's in.
Yeah, this is going to be, looks like a shootout early, Vince. 17-12. We still got 2 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Abby Carrington lighting it up like it's the 4th of July out there. Now 17-12, Westlake Demons. Three ball, the answer, no good. Loose ball, Scamper, to the Demons it goes.
Yeah, Westlake looks like they're content with running after every missed shot here.
And
set
Westlake
themselves up.
Carrington again, it's up, it's good. Excuse me, that was Stephanie Randar. So Stephanie Randar puts the lead right back up to 7 for the Demons, their biggest lead of the game.
Yeah, Westlake's on fire, Vince. I think they made that their 5 shots in a row they put in.
They're laying it up. 19-12. Titans might have to switch the defense because they're laying up some big holes. Tori Siggers trying to get open. And here's Lantau. Lantau over to the corner. Sevastos tries to get it in the middle. Bad ill-advised pass, but tipped out on Westlake.
Yeah, they're looking for Goodell inside, but Westlake collapsed on her. Got 2-3 girls around her.
And fans, if you like what you're hearing, let us know. Email us, CoachVin14 at yahoo.com. or at Keon Sports on Twitter. All right, Titans looking to settle down here. Down by a 7. Want to cut into that lead. Here's Lantau. A lot of dribbling. Turns it over. Nope.
That stays here.
Off Westlake's foot, bud. Might have caught Adams.
Yeah, I just hope Sydney Lantau doesn't get into this. I got to do it all myself. It's too early in the game for that. Just settle everybody down.
Goodell posting up on Carrington. And Lantau will reset it. Abby Carrington and Matalovich having a huge first quarter right now. And you said it right there, Lantau trying to dribble between three people. Can't do that, Ruben.
Yeah, she got a layup, though. That's some shots she's got to make.
Down low, go to Demons. It's up.
She shuffled it.
Yeah, good call. Eagle Eye, Ruben Rodriguez Sr. there. I did not see that. I figured she was out of bounds.
Yeah, she had a good idea there. She actually had used the rim as a screen. But she shuffled her feet.
Rhea head coach saying, slow it down, hold for the last shot. 18 seconds to go, 19-12, and what was a rapid-paced first quarter. I feel like we just hit record. All right, so here we go. 10 seconds. Titans looking to move. And they turn it over. You don't want to do that when you're holding for the last shot.
Westlake, 2 seconds. Advantage.
Half-court shot by the Demons. No good. And guys, that first quarter play was brought to you by Soccer Shots. The grass will be green soon enough, and the pitch will be perfect for some outdoor action. Sign your kids up today for Soccer Shots. Check them out on Facebook, as well as the Workout Factory. If you're looking for a way to, well, it is February, but you know what? There's like a holiday every month, so every month there's going to be post-holiday pounds you got to shed. I know it too well. Check them out. 5508 Ridge Road. Ruben, Westlake barely missed a shot there.
Yeah, this is kind of like what I've expected to see. The the law firm of Abby and Abby, Matalovich and
Carrington
came out here lighting it up. They've got 12 of their 19 points.
Yeah. And really, I think everybody scored. All five starters chipped in. Molly Mulder had a bucket. Stephanie Randar had a bucket. I mean, they really went to work.
Yeah, they went to work. And on the flip side, too, that Berea Midpark went to work early using Kayla Goodell underneath. They got to go a little bit more to that.
Referees letting them play it too. Not many whistles. Then there was maybe one foul that whole quarter.
There was one foul. No free throws.
Letting them play.
A lot of turnovers. So they gotta keep the turnovers down.
That's a sign of some excellent officiating. All right, fans. 19-12. Westlake will have the ball to start it with a 7-point lead, looking to add on to it. The second quarter play brought to you by Set a Trophy. They've been a staple in your community for over 40 years. Check them out today over on Pyrtus. Set a Trophy.
It's like the same starting five still. They took both the Abbeys out of the game for Westlake.
You're right. You are right. Gina Adams remains. Molly Mulder. Stephanie Randar.
Oh, Carrington's still in. Matalovich is down.
Yeah, you are right. You are right. She's covered up by Goodell. All right, Demons have it. Looking for a double digit lead up 7. Swings it to Carrington. Good head fake there. Demons, work your way into a trap, though.
That's turnover. Great defense by Kayla Goodell underneath the basket.
Good recovery for sure. Titans cannot capitalize. Layup miss. Here come the Demons. And coast to coast.
Nice block. Oh!
So, wow. Gene Adams wanted to go coast to coast, couldn't get it. And there's my girl right there, Athena Savalos.
Yeah, Lindsay Savalos, 2-for-2 from 3-point range. That was set up by the defense of Kayla Goodell underneath with a great block.
Absolutely. So Athena Savalos, love the name. The sophomore guard, the starter as a sophomore, lights it up. Now 19-15, back on the defense and a miss. Rebound Goodell. Titans looking for a fast break. Here she's again, Savalos. No good, but she got fouled.
Yeah, it looks like the Titans just want to run at every cost or after every missed shot as well. Savalos took it. Savastos took it right to the basket and got fouled and gets to the line.
I got to tell you, I love watching this Athena Savastos play. Really enjoyed watching her against Avon. Her first foul shot is up and no good. But, man, she plays with all heart. She hustles both ends of the court. She's not very big, but she's fit. And just, I mean, overall, very enjoyable to watch. And as a sophomore, she's only going to get better, Ruben.
Yes, so she'll be, we'll see here for another, what, two more seasons.
Yeah. Savastos splits the deuce. Now 19-16, so a 4-0 run by the Titans to start this quarter.
Yeah, now they have to buckle down defensively. Kayla Goodell setting a tone on defense. They have to see if the rest of the team can take her lead.
Here comes Westlake. Gets up. No good. Rebound Westlake, though. It's up. Foul, by Goodell.
Yeah, she hacked her. They got to get more people under there to help her rebound.
Yep. Working higher to find that was number 24, Katie Whitesell, who will now go to the line for Westlake. Again, guys, Westlake working from right to left. Berea working from left to right. And Westlake in the green. First shot is up. No good. Missed it.
Hey, this is
kind of a non-motion there by Whitesell.
And Abby Matalovich coming back in the game. But it looks to me like Westlake is going a little bit deeper on their bench than Berea Midpark is.
Thus far. Well, we got those two seniors in there early, Naomi Jackson and Fugatti. All right. So Whitesell splits the deuce. It is now 21-16.
Whitesell, one of two players on Westlake's team that play both JV. They're both freshmen, Vince. We'll see them for three more years after that.
And the big girl, Kayla Goodell.
Kayla Goodell with 6 points underneath. And
just like that, it's a three-point game. All right, Demons. Westlake with the ball, working around the top of the key. Up 21-18, swings it. Three ball, it's up. It is nothing but nothing. Rebound, Westlake, up and in. Number 44.
That was a missed opportunity on an air ball. They didn't get the rebound. And
Stephanie Randauer got in there off an air ball.
Put it right back up there.
Here's Tori Siggers, kicks it out to Lantau. Lantau does not hesitate to shoot. Stuffed. Gets stuffed silly by Randauer. Here comes Stephanie. Back the other way, Demons, three ball. And this is how quick things should swing, Ruben. It's up, it's good by Westlake.
Yeah, another missed opportunity. Offensive rebounds are taking care of the Titans right now. They got to get in there, box out, and get these boards.
Yeah, Matalovich making them pay, and that's the thing. That transition offense on Westlake's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get back. Here's another layup. This one's good. There she is, my girl, Savatos. This is a 4-point game, though, right now.
Yeah, there's still a lot of time left, and it's a back-and-forth game here in the second quarter, Vince.
A little bit. To me, though, it really does feel like Westlake's more or less dominated it. I don't know, I was going to say dominated, but they've looked better. But, yeah, you're right, 4-point game. Here she is again, trying to stop her.
Oh.
She
just put that left shoulder down and got in the lane, Vince, and she's this girl starts getting hot. It's going to be a long night for Berea.
Yeah. So that's Abby Matalovich we're talking about, guys, and she got a quick blow there at the end of that first quarter, but this kid could play.
And speaking of, I think Sydney Lantau needs to there's a little winded out there.
There's something no good off the back of the rim. Matalovich will have to start making those. Out goes Siggers, in comes Bricker. I'd like to see a little one-on-one action with Matalovich and Elizabeth Flynn of Avon.
Oh, that would be awesome to see.
I'd pay for that game. Matalovich, it's up, it's in. She splits the deuce, and now 25-20, 4:47 to go. Titans take over, and they need to have some defensive stops on the other end of the court eventually here.
They're picking them up at half court, one-on-one.
All right, Titans swinging around. Lantau passes on the three, swings it over to Bricker. Bricker might have stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, she did step down the end line. Good idea, but she ran out of real estate.
So Emma Hall, it's a Yasina Kinsey in the game. First time we call her name tonight for the Titans. Now Westlake running their full five as Carrington and Adams check back in the game. This is the lineup. They could be deadly. Nader up the court here for Westlake. Looking, swings it. Carrington up top. Carrington has it. Carrington drives. Swings it way out. Nadar stops, back to Carrington. Oh, almost a turnover there. Good recovery by the Demons and Nader. Westlake, Ruben taking about 20 seconds on his possession.
Westlake's looking for a three here, I think.
Yeah, doesn't it look that way? Oh, or never mind. Matalovich.
It's a good give and go. She didn't finish. They looked to me like in the beginning of that possession, they were looking for a three-point shot.
And I agree with you 100%. They took a lot of time there, but eventually Matulovic saw the lane and went for it. She's unbelievable. Here come the Titans. Lucky to only be down by five, in my honest opinion. Lantau running that offense. She might need a break pretty soon.
Yeah, it's like she looks a little winded out there.
Three ball. Got it! Well, she showed us up.
What do I know? She crushed it.
She looked tired, but she nailed that three.
That's why I'm here, Vince, not on the other side.
I saw that way, too. So Cindy Lantau nails the three. Now 25-23, Westlake. I've seen a 7-point lead. Nice play by Bernie Bricker.
That's going to go the other way, Vince. Good defense by Bricker.
Bricker, tremendous job on the wrap-up. Jump ball goes back to Berea as Westlake started the quarter with the ball. And now Berea, shockingly enough, will have a chance to either tie or take the lead in a game when really they've been outplayed.
It looks like offensively Westlake's doing a lot of screening underneath, Vince, but not taking any advantage of it inside.
Nope. Savatos, top of the key. Swings it to Lantau. Lantau will drive it in. Back to Savatos. She swings right in. Beautiful move.
Good offensive play by Atlanta and Savatos. Led to an easy layup. This game's tied, Vince.
Great two-girl game there. Get me to the team shop so I can buy my Savatos jersey. She's incredible. I love watching her play. Three ball by Westlake. No good. Rebound, tie up.
Yeah,
now this jump
there.
Ball will go to Westlake.
Yeah,
beautiful two-girl game.
Not a shot I would have taken. Nader heaved one up from about 25 feet. It had no chance.
Neither coach is taking a timeout in this first half.
Yeah, Westlake's got their starting five in.
Only three total fouls. Been a real, real quick moving game. Matulovic finally gets it in. Carrington out of bounds.
That stays there. Good play by
Stephanie
Goodell. Goodell's played every second of this game. She hasn't come out yet. Neither has.
She might need to.
Yeah, neither has Lanto.
All right, Westlake's got it. I love girls up there cheering. It's up. No good. Rebound, Bricker.
And that was good defense on that play. It was just a better offensive play. The ball didn't drop.
Out to Lanto. It's up. No good. She's not passing up many threes. I haven't seen Haley Davis play yet tonight.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at that shot from Sydney Lanto. It's open. You got to take it. She had a good look at it.
Yeah, no, she was. It was open. All right, 2 minutes to go. Nobody in foul trouble. 25 all. And Ruben, I do not want to jinx it, but what a quick first half.
Quick first half, and they're playing well. Both teams are playing well.
Very few whistles. Here we go. 25-25. Two to go. Westlake has it. Swings it out wide. That is Molly Mulder.
There's a lot of cutting, a lot of movement on this offense. And there's Kayla again. Great defensive play by Goodell. She's been
daytime.
Very aggressive underneath defensively. And the team needs to follow up with her and give her some help defensively. But she's a monster under there tonight.
Well, all right, here we go. Here's Zavatos. They're having a great game. Over to Lantau. A little top of the key switch. Really nothing there. Everybody just kind of standing around. They got to get moving. I don't know if they're going to run an ISO here or what, Ruben. Man on man, but everybody's on the three-point key, all 10 players.
Yeah, it looks to me like they're, especially Lantau, she's taking her little breather at the top of the key with the basketball in her hand. They're not moving as crisply as they did to start the game.
Nope, and this usually leads to a turnover, too.
Yep, almost.
Good play there by Carrington and Westlake to knock it away, but I hate seeing those sets. It's almost like a timeout without actually calling one. A timeout while the clock burns.
Yeah, they got Lindsay Sabalos back. So now we got the Sabalos Savastos.
Yasina Kinsey out. 102 to go, still tied up at 25-25. And are they going to run this offense again where everybody stands around? This is strange.
Yeah.
All right, Sabalos to Lintow. NBA range for three. No good.
Nice offensive
good
rebound.
By Goodell. Turnover City. Hustle there. A little early action. All right. And the first timeout of the game here on the Keon Sports Radio Network.
It's ill-advised turnover, but it's a tie ball game.
turnovers have been limited for both teams. Two free throws for each team. The referees are letting them play a little bit.
You know, they've had the possession. Berea has actually had the ball almost 45 seconds already of clock time here.
Yeah.
They finally just turned it over. But you won't turn it over when you go to Cleveland Clothing Company. They've been spreading Cleveland pride one t-shirt at a time since 2008. Cleveland Clothing Company has you covered with all your Cleveland needs, from socks to hats to super soft tees and hoodies. Use the promo code SPORTS20 for 20% off your purchase. Again, use that promo code, guys, SPORTS20 at Cleveland Clothing Company.
And let's see if the Westlake Demons here could run an after timeout play. Try to get one of the two Abbeys, Matulovic or Carrington, open for a shot here.
All right, Westlake has it. Tied up, 40 seconds to go. Lady Demons, Matulovic, it's up. It's no good, but she got fouled.
Yeah.
On the floor, though, they're saying. So before the shot, Ruben, the referee called it.
Yeah.
Touch foul?
I can't disagree with that call, Vince. Before it was too shot? Far away from the basket, yeah. She's got to sell the shot a little more.
Westlake inbounds it, just gets it into Randar. Swings it up top. Westlake outside to Carrington. Three ball off the front of the rim. No good. Back to Westlake. Travel. Let's see if they call it. No.
Ooh.
They're going to say a foul on the floor before the travel.
It's on the floor, sir.
All right. The fans wanted to travel.
Like a little bunny hop to me, too, but wasn't called. Play on.
All right. 25 up. 22 seconds to go. Centers tumble in the middle. No call. Jeez, O'Pete's over three guys, up and in. What a play, Gina Adams.
Yeah, Gina Adams fought up against three Titans underneath the basket. She won that battle.
Gina Adams with the play of the first half there. One on three, she took them all into one. Here's Lantau, drives the lane, it's up, no good. Cindy Lantau, a lot of shots in this first half. All right, 2 seconds to go. Berea will hold, will have the last shot.
Yeah. Lantos showing a little bit of her fatigue. So the last couple of shots up, easy layups. They barely got up there.
Yep. All right. 2 seconds to go. Gives you our last sponsor of the evening. I'd like to get them all in before halftime. Ultimate Home Remodelers. That's my guy Jeff Goodman, who actually wrote our theme song for our podcasts. They focus, as I say, on Ultimate Home Remodelers, on the very best in windows, siding and roofing, as well as interior and exterior remodeling. I'll tell you, we got it all here, man. Ultimate Home Remodelers, MDG Flooring, Mullins Construction. You need a project done, hit us up. CoachVin14@yahoo.com, right, Ruben?
You hit me up at RubeRodriguez5 on Twitter.
Absolutely.
And I'll pass the word along to my man, Vince. We got 2 seconds left here, Vince. This is just me. I don't know. I'm not in their playbook. But I do everything I can to look for Kayla Goodell underneath.
God, he took the words out of my mouth. I think they're going to go for a 3-wall because that's what they've been doing, but I would definitely want Goodell in the middle. This play's taking a while to develop. Didn't work. Now you got to get the ball in. And there's a 3-ball from the corner. Savatos, no good.
Yeah. And just like we said, they were looking for Kayla Goodell, but Westlake also knew that they flooded to one side and stopped it from getting open. But
like nobody moved.
But Vince, if you would have told Coach Kevin Broughton that this game would be a 2-point game at the half, he would have took that all day long.
Oh, absolutely. After a rough first quarter, Berea settled in the second. Some big 3-balls there, and by Savatos, by Lentau, and they're right back in it. At halftime, it is 27 Westlake, 25 Berea Mid Park. We'll be right back on the Kia Sports Radio Network. Second half underway as Lentau set to inbound the ball here. 27-25, Demons lead it. Inbound in, and the second half underway. I am Vince McKee alongside Ruben Rodriguez. Berea Mid Park with the ball, moving from right to left, wearing the white jerseys tonight. And Westlake on the defense, moving from left to right the green.
Yeah, the pressure is mounting here. Westlake came out here on fire defensively. They're all over the court, Vince.
Naomi Jackson, 3-ball, got it! The senior! They swung it over to Jackson, and she caught fire and nailed it.
They were aggressive, but they left Naomi.
And Westlake immediately answers.
Matulovic comes right back. Don't let her get hot, Vince.
Nope.
This could be over early.
Here comes the full court press from Westlake. And a timeout. So, rather odd.
Yeah.
Who called the timeout? Called by Berrio. That was smart. Okay, so back-to-back threes to start the half. Both teams exchanged there. Jackson and then Matulovich. And then a full court press after the Matulovich three as Berrio tried to inbound. Couldn't get it in, and a timeout call.
Yeah, they got to make sure that Abby doesn't get hot for Westlake, or this could be a very long, long second half for Berrio Mid-Park.
Well, they got to set up against this full court press here, so Westlake's going to look to put it on and extend it.
Yeah, they kind of subdued her a little bit in the first set, but, you know, when you're a great player, you know how to jump out of it. You know how to create your own shot.
Well, all right, here's Fugatti, the senior. All right, half court to Goodell. Oh, they can't break it. Jackson's got it. Now they break it. All right, Berrio. Nice jump shot there. No good by Goodell. I like the idea, though. Sabalos. And Berrio will keep it. 30-28.
Yeah, Westlake's being ultra-aggressive here in the second half with their defense. They're forcing some bad passes.
All right, Berrio to keep the ball here.
Berrio's got to settle down a little bit.
Yeah. Fugatti. Cross court. It's up. No good. Naomi Jackson, the senior. Hustles it down for the rebound. Swings back over. Turnover.
Not a good idea there. No cross court pass. That's handsome.
Here comes Carrington and the D-Mans. It's up. No good, but a foul.
Yeah. That cross court pass was a decent idea, but you got to put something behind it to get it across. That's a tough pass to make.
Yep. Ruben, you notice off of every single turnover, Westlake goes on a fast break?
Yeah, they're looking to run every time.
That's well coached. Have to do that. Turnover, 2 minutes up, fast break. Carrington, first to two, up and no good. We'll have a second shot here to extend the lead. Demons lead it 30-28.
Only free throws, 3 and 4 for Westlake today. Very well played game.
Carrington up. It's good. All right, 31-28. Westlake leads, 4-0 run.
Full court press again, Vince.
Gotta break it. Lantau. Turnover. To Westlake, 2 points.
Yeah,
picture perfect full court press.
Aggressive press there for Sidney Lantau on the turnover. Led to 2 easy bet points.
Not good. Now, just like that, it's a 5-point lead. This time, Berrio takes it. 3-ball by Lantau. Up, no good. Rebound, Naomi Jackson.
Very fortunate bounce on the offensive rebound.
Naomi's had a couple good rebounds already here. Here's Lantau. She'll put it up. Nope, passes it. Out of bounds.
That full court pressure seems to be getting to Berrio a little bit on both ends now. When they get the ball, they're rushing themselves a bit much.
All right, Westlake takes over, up 33-28. Looking to extend right now, the Demons up 5. Swings it out. Good two-girl game there. Oh, Randar, yikes.
Yeah.
They're going to call her for traveling?
Yeah, they put their hands up, and she was caught between a rock and a hard place. She shuffled the shoes. Good defense by Lantau.
It was actually Gina Adams. All right, so full court press again. Berrio cannot break it. Turnover to the Demons. Loose ball foul. Westlake's full court press, it's not that it's that great. I don't understand why Berrio's having that many issues with this.
Adams, I'm not sure what the call was there, Vince. Did they call a foul, or did they call...
Well, stays with the Demons. Carrington, it's up, it's good. 35-28. And Berrio will need a timeout just like that down 7.
Yeah, that's this defensive pressure they put on Berrio Mid-Park. Other than that 3-point shot from Jackson that started off for Berrio Mid-Park, they have not had any rhythm at all offensively.
No, I mean, come out. Jackson, the senior, getting a little bit of playing time tonight, senior night. Drains the three and then nothing.
Yeah,
then they got a full court press on them. They haven't been able to get through it.
Yeah, Berrio used some timeouts. They only got 2 left for the rest of the game, but they got to do something to slow that momentum down from Westlake.
No doubt about it. And fans, you can reach out to us. Sponsors, you get a 30-second read in every broadcast we do. If it's basketball, hockey, we got baseball coming up in the spring. I'll be doing some soccer with NPSL and the Cleveland FC. But in the fall, the big boys, you know it. Everybody watches high school football in this town. You want a 30-second commercial read for super cheap? I don't care if it's political. It could be a political campaign. It could be a small business. It could be a wedding proposal. We don't care. Whatever you want to sponsor, you let me know. CoachVin14@yahoo.com. Every single time we go on the air, we do a 30-second spot for your company. Along with that, a podcast at your location. CoachVin14. 14 at yahoo.com.
Depressed again, Vince.
Rio breaks it this time. Lantau's got it. She will pass it to Goodell. Oh, yep, turnover.
Turnover. The press causes a turnover. You have to get the ball into your hands of the people that get, that are your ball handlers when you're in the press.
Yeah.
Lantau's barely touching the ball.
You're the ball in Savatos.
You're inbounding the ball into Goodell, who's being smothered, so she has no choice but to get rid of it. Not a good shot there.
Carrington airballs another three, but yeah, you're right.
Lantau is your point guard. You got to get her the ball so she can try to get it across.
And even though it was an air ball, it went out of bounds, which means they're going to have to break the press again. Bria will have the ball, but here we go again. Same routine. All right. Westlake, this might be a foul. It is.
It was a blocking foul, yes.
Savatos got hammered.
And once again, your main ball handler is 94 feet down the other side of the basket. She needs to either come up and ask for the ball or set up a play. They backed off, but set up a play to get the ball in the hands of your playmakers.
Savatos to Lantau. Back to Savatos. I want to see Athena take some shots here. Let's go. Back to Athena. Swings it over. Corner key there. Looks like
they're looking in for Goodell, but she's getting double covered under there.
Well, she is. There's Savatos. Savatos, making it happen. No.
Great idea.
Great pass, but off the fingertips of Kinsey.
Good idea. Kinsey was in a good position, but she just said she gator armed it, didn't catch it.
Yep. And just like that, Kinsey pulled from the game after that mistake, replaced by Bricker. Brighty Bricker. All right, 35-28. A little bit of a push off on Westlake, uncalled.
Looked to me like Abby did a little.
She's having her way, man.
She gave her a left, she gave her a forearm shiver there, and it wasn't called.
Westlake, I think the referees are afraid to call me on Abby. She is vicious. I'll say this about Matulovic. When she drives the lane, she might be going 100 miles per hour, but she's composed.
Yeah, she's under control all the time.
I just hear her take this game over.
And 4 years of playing varsity basketball will do that.
No doubt about it. Here's Zavatos, top of the key, swings it. Referee has been covered, but that's Lantau. Nails it. Lantau, 35-31.
She's got a sweet shot when it's there. When she's not rushing her shot, it's a thing of beauty.
Needs to take her time. All right, 35-31. Matulovic swings it over to Adams. Adams drives the lane. Up, fouled by Goodell. Shot no good, but it'll be Gina Adams going to the line. Oh, Maria, head coach, wants a foul saying she's sticking her shoulder. I disagree.
Yeah, that was a foul on Goodell. She went up with her hands, but there was some contact there. She's got to go straight up. She can't lean. She can't lean in towards the player. She has to go with her hands straight up.
I agree. Number 5, Emma Hall. You gotta love some of the banter. So the coach is only doing his job, Abria. He's doing his job, you know, hustling for a call.
He's working the ref.
He's working the ref. And then you got a fan from West, like, funny. It's like, good call, ref. Just to put some salt in the wounds. It's up. It's good. She nails both. 37-31. And here's the full court press again by Westlake, which creates the turnover and 2 points.
Yeah, that press is right there. They made another pass into the corner.
Bria cannot break this.
You're
press.
Asking for trouble when you get trapped in a corner like that.
Yep. Bria now down 8. Full court turnover. Back to Westlake. I bet you this results in a point. Let's see here. 3 ball up. Oh! That might have closed the doors
that
for the night. That one
be
in.
On 22 for. Yeah, that's on Gina Adams.
You called it, Ruben. And just like that, an 8-point game, and yet again, another inbound. I mean, every single time this ball goes out of bounds, or a made basket, obviously, is going to be underneath the hoop. But
Maria's still in this game. Believe it or not, they just have to
Here's
take
Goodell,
advantage.
Down 8. It's up. No good.
That's what they have to do. They got to get their hands into the ball into the hands of the ball handler who can break the press.
Yep.
Because it's obvious they're not passing the ball over the top to break the press. So get it into Lantau's hands or get it into Zabalos' hands, and you got to get the ball into this girl's hand.
And there's Goodell. First shot of 2. Makes it.
Goodell needs to touch the ball in the second half for Bria Midpark. They're close, but if they want to win this, she has to start taking some shots.
They're down 7. Demons a 3 ball away from making this a double-digit game. Modulovic, timeout, Westlake. But yeah, I mean, just ridiculousness every single time. Full court press almost always leads to that turnover. Got to break it.
And
39-32, Westlake leads it 3 minutes to go.
And head coach Karen Hahn of Westlake, as she sees that it's working, she's not going to back off for the press.
No way.
You have to adjust to the press. And their height advantage makes it almost nearly impossible for the smaller Berea players, who are actually getting caught in a corner, to pass up over the top. And it's leading to easy baskets. You see all the layups they've made already.
Well, Berea, man, I mean, it's you got to get past this. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, you're only down seven. If you can at least cut that to four, you got a chance. Yeah, Modulovic hasn't gone off yet either.
No, I mean, she hasn't. And that's the scary part about this team is Abby Modulovic isn't her normal self. She's usually in the high teens to 20s.
Right. All right, 39-32. Fans in attendance want some action. Westlake will inbound the ball, looking to extend the lead either 9 or 10 right now. And if they make a shot, you better believe it's going to be full court press time. All right, Gina Adams.
Westlake team is quick, man.
Adams up. No good. Good defense there by Lantau. Out of bounds, though.
It was knocked out of bounds. Yeah, they made the right call. Nader jumped. She couldn't out jump Goodell, but she stuck her hand there and poked the ball out of her.
And yet again, another out of bounds underneath their own hoop. Even when they're not making shots, they can set up their full court press because it keeps going out of bounds.
That's how you break the press, with the pass. I've been saying it all my life.
Lantau's got it.
Led to a Lantau layup.
39-34. And you got to wonder if Berea's going to try it one of these times. If they down five, they might need to soon.
No, you can't press this team. They're too big and too fast.
Here comes Westlake. Carrington. Stutter step to the hole. Carrington, beautiful shot. No good. Rolled in, rolled out. Ooh, Goodell got nailed.
Yeah. That was inadvertent.
I'm going to stay with Westlake.
Is there such a thing as an inadvertent slap in the face, Vince?
Yeah, we just saw it. All right, ball with Westlake up five, looking to extend the lead. Inbound, Carrington. Looking for Adams. Yes, Gina Adams. Adams drives it. Good defense there by Lantau, but they're going to call a foul.
Yeah, Westlake is putting their head down. They're putting their head and shoulders down, and they're going straight to the basket.
Not about it. What do you got to do?
Lantau has to... Lantau needs to shuffle those feet and get herself in a better position than that, because every time she shuffles and she moves with it, she's going to get called for it.
Yep. 6-point lead, 7-point lead. Gina Adams makes both. 2:18 to go. No full court press this time.
No press. They're backing off the press.
She's using it wisely. Smart.
Now they're going into a 3-1-2-2 zone defense.
Smart move again. Bricker, nice pass inside of Goodell.
That's how you beat it. You go to your
pass.
You feed the people who brung you to the dance.
Bricker,
she's
good
job
there.
Got to touch the ball. Goodell has to take shots in the second half in order for them to win.
Westlake gets up. No good. Lantau, good rebound. Fought for it hard. Got to remain composed here, though. There's the turnover. Oh, loose ball scamper back to the Titans. They got to wave the break there. Have to remain composed.
Yeah.
41-36.
Lantau with a pretty bad pass, but they bailed her out. That's it.
Download a Goodell.
Yeah.
And she got fouled and one for Goodell.
You got it.
Here we go. 41-38.
Kayla Goodell can get him back in this game. They have to make the effort to get her the basketball underneath.
So Goodell, four straight points, now a chance for five straight. Nails this but make it a 2-point game. You're right. You called it. Not until the new one.
You got to get her the basketball.
All right, Brie will switch to a man-to-man defense on the other end here.
And with everything that Westlake has done to Berea Midpark in this half with the press, look at the scoreboard, and it's exactly a 2-point lead like it was at the half.
Unbelievable. Crazy third quarter. Westlake needs points. Up 2, 41-39. It's up. foul, no call. Rebound, Bricker.
Wow.
I'll tell you, I want to talk to Bricker.
God, they call that foul on Gene, on Davis. Or, yeah. Excuse me.
Gene Adams.
On Adams. Gene Adams got the call there.
So Bricker hustling her tail off there. She's everywhere a loose ball is right now.
I'm stumped. As soon as I said that to Coach Hahn wasn't going to back off for this full court press.
They do. No. Another.
As soon as the words came out of my mouth, Vince, she backed off the press.
All right, here we go. Sabalos, Kinsey. All right.
Spread the floor, Vince.
What a move. Gets Goodell wide open. Didn't take it. Good move, though. Up top to Lantau. I don't want to be holding for the last shot. Yeah, there's still 50 seconds to go. I don't know about this strategy. There's Lantau. 38 seconds. You got to get moving.
She's
Sabatos. Here's Athena. Takes it up top.
Playing that little bit of weave action up top to spreading the floor, Vince. I don't know what this is going to lead to, but
a lot of dribbling here.
For my money, Goodell has to get the ball here.
Lintel back to Sabatos. And Sabatos drives it, kicks it out to Bricker. Bricker, nothing. Dribbles it out. 12 seconds, and they have effectively wasted 45 seconds just to turn the ball over. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that was not. I don't know what they were trying to do there, but
terrible decision, Marlovich, three ball.
Yeah, she nails it.
Unreal. Let me walk you through it, fans. Maria Mid-Park effectively wasted 55 seconds to do absolutely nothing. Turns it over. Within a matter of about 2 seconds, Marlovich drills a three. And just like that, you're down by five, and you effectively killed all your momentum.
Yeah, that was a head turner there. I had no idea what the idea was. They had the floor spread, but they had no plan.
You don't hold for the final shot with 55 seconds to go on a court. Not when you work your tail off to get it all the way down the two and you have the momentum.
Yeah, I don't know what that, again, I don't know what the play was. They had three girls dribbling at the top of the key, passing it back and forth. You had
Bricker, and you had your best player, well, your biggest player at least, Goodell, at the corner. All right, you want her down.
Not even under the basket,
nope.
Right.
Not even trying to post up and get loose. I mean, that was not a good exchange. So it'll be 44-8. On the plus side, Westlake Demons, good for you. You were patient. You waited. You got your turnover. Bada boom, bada bing. Good for you.
That would have been a moot point, what happened at Berea. Marlovich doesn't drain that three, but she did. They took advantage of it.
And all she needs is one shot to get on fire, too. So now you got 44-39.
Well, let's not kid ourselves here. We still got a 5-point game. There's plenty of time left. So Berea needs to forget about what just happened and come out here and try to get the ball in to Kayla Goodell. Lanto needs to be a little bit more aggressive, get to the basket. They'll be fine.
44-39.
Did you hear me, Sydney?
Trying to take over. Now you gotta get down low to Goodell. You did that three straight possessions. You got yourself back in the game. Oh, there's Cindy Lantau. She must have heard you because there she goes. Coach Ruben Rodriguez.
Sydney just listened to what I was telling her. Get 44. Aggressive. Stop shooting that outside 40 footer and get to the basket.
44-41. Berea down three. Oh, good play there by Bricker. Causing the turnover. She's a defensive machine tonight. Greedy Bricker. All right, Lantau has it. 45-41. Bringing Sabalos out to the top of the key. Sabalos has it. She'll dribble it in. 44-41. Titans down three. This is where it gets good, fans.
So they go with this passing stuff. I don't know what they're doing here, Vince.
Three ball by Lantau. No good. Lantau, I'm sorry. Jump ball, which will go back to the Demons. Yeah, get the ball down low to Goodell.
That ball was halfway down and popped right back out again.
A lot of threes she's chucking up. I guess some will go in, but yeah, I mean, if you got that inside presence, use it right now. Especially you got six fouls on Westlake, start going down low. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Six fouls on them. Get them there. All right. Strange decision-making by Berea tonight. Westlake, three-point lead with the ball. Looking to extend. Swings it out. Carrington might have traveled. They don't call it. Up and out of Mulder. No good. Molly Mulder.
Yeah, she gets to the free throw line there. I think the referee was screened by a couple of players. That wasn't as bad as what the whistle said. I don't even think she had touched her.
So Molly Mulder to the line. Demons up three with a chance to go ahead and extend the lead. They've been playing with the lead all night long. It's in and out. Thought Mulder had it.
Both rims looked like they got a lid on them early in the fourth quarter. That ball was in and out.
It rattled in, rattled out. Good form. All right, Torrey Siggers coming in for Bricker. Bricker, hell of a job tonight on defense. So Torrey Siggers checks into the ball game. Another sister of Omar. 6:41 on the clock. Second shot is up and good for Mulder. Now a four-point game.
Back to the full-court press against Vince. I don't know why they got away from it in the first place.
They got Lantau open in the corner. They got to find her. Quickly to Lantau. Short pass. Great play there. Siggers out of bounds.
Too high. Yeah, they're rushing it again.
Frustration City if you're a Berea fan tonight.
Sydney Lantau should be the first person to take getting the ball when they inbound that. She's the ball handler. She's the one with the speed. If they're not going to pass the ball over the top, they got to get it across the line. Her standing over on the other side is not going to help.
Nice move there by Westlake. Fancy dribbling by Gina Adams. Gets the open shot. Here's Adams again. Beautiful possession by Gina Adams of the Westlake Demons.
Yeah, great give and go there with Randar and Adams.
Torrey Siggers traps. And Berea's got to burn another timeout.
Yeah, they're calling. They need to call that one and slow this thing down. They're still in the ball game.
Yeah, one timeout left. But a turnover there could have been fatal. All right, 47-41. Westlake leads it 6 minutes to go on the Keon Sports Radio Network. And we're back. 6-point lead for Westlake. Berea going to have to try to get across this full court press here. Back to Siggers. Out to Goodell. They break it. Over to Lantau in the corner. Sydney Lantau. Her team down 6. 5:55 to go. Working from right to left. Westlake working from left to right. Torrey Siggers, top of the key, kicks out to my girl Athena. Athena to Goodell. Goodell up, gets fouled, that's what you gotta do.
It's like all ball to me, Vince. That didn't look like a foul at all, but
yeah,
I like the idea.
It didn't, yeah. It kind of looked to me, too, like Matalavich had all ball.
I like the idea. Go into Goodell.
That's what you gotta do. 47-41, 5:44 to go. Goodell on the line trying to chip at the lead. It's up. It is rolling around. No good.
Yeah, this is not a good time to miss free throws. Got any point you can get here.
She's one of their better shooters, too. It's up. It is good. 41-42. Goodell cuts it down to 5. Gina Adams, she's been a workhorse for these Demons, has not left the court tonight. The Randar, back to Adams, back to Randar, the Carrington, Randar, it's up, it's in! The Westlake Demons looking to put this one on ice.
Yeah, good man-to-man defense there, except for Randar's man wasn't covering her, left her wide open.
And 40, go ahead. Yeah, wide open. Oh, Savados, it's up, no good, good idea there by Savados. Battling for it is Goodell, that's a foul
that's
on
a
Goodell.
Foul on Goodell. She got a little got too aggressive there. That's frustration from not grabbing the rebound. She went in there and reached.
Yep. Westlake with a chance to put this game away right now. Up 7. Has all the momentum. This could be it for Berea.
Yeah, these next 3 minutes for Berea are huge. They cannot let you know who.
I'll get the ball in the hands of Matalavich.
Matalavich, yeah. You can't let her get off here. She can put this thing away.
Savato's doing a phenomenal job on defense on her, though. That's the thing. Carrington, beautiful shot. That ought to do it.
Yeah, they got
Westlake with their biggest lead of the game, up 9.
Yeah, they got scores all over the court too, Vince.
Westlake up 9, biggest lead of the game. Torrey Siggers at the 3-point line, nothing going. There's a turn. Nope, almost a turnover. 3-ball by Berea, no good. Goodell battles for the rebound, up. Good.
That was a big shot there by Goodell. Good rebound, good putback.
Westlake has it back up. Gina Adams. All money there by Adams.
Yeah, Gina Adams playing some great basketball this evening, Vince. Yeah,
Westlake up by 9, coming our way. Nice catch there by Torrey Siggers. Good footwork by Siggers. Sydney Lantau, 3-ball, no good. Rebound Goodell, back up Goodell.
Good offensive rebound. She may have gotten away with a little push in the back, but they let it play. They've been letting them play all game, Vince.
Westlake up 7, might need to take the air out of the ball right now for a little bit here. Oh, double coverage on Matalavich.
Oh.
No. Okay, that's got to be a timeout.
It's a timeout on Westlake. Good timeout there. Good.
I was going to say, it was definitely not a foul.
Yeah, it was a good timeout by Westlake.
Oh, heck yeah.
She took the ball from her, yeah.
Oh, because the possession arrow is to Berea Mid-Park right now, so that tie ball would have went to Berea. So 7 points.
getting down to the nitty-gritty here. Less than 4 minutes to go, Vint. Berea's still not out of this thing yet. There's no reason to panic. Play some good defense. Got to get the ball into your hands of your scorer. Now, this is Lanto.
Well, if I'm Berea, I'm going to put Bricker back in the game. Gives you a little bit of size and, you know, those loose balls.
Yeah, that's been a big problem for Rhea Midpark today, the size of Westlake.
And they might have heard me. Goes, here she is, Bricker, back in the game.
Yeah, there she is, number 10. She's in there.
So but you give up the shot of Siggers for the defense of Bricker.
You have to. And like I said, the size advantage for Westlake, this might be the time of the game. We're starting to wear the Titans thin here.
All right, Westlake will have it. Inbound ball. 53-46, a chance to really kind of put it away. And top of the key. Whitesell has it. Dribbling around. Kind of a scamper of a play there. That was odd.
So Berea Midpark taking a chance.
A lot of dribbling, led to nothing, but out of balance on Lento, so we'll stay with the Demons.
Yeah, they're
good
taking
it. Good play by Sydney, though. Oh, what a step out of bounds.
Nice. Oh! Lanto.
Good job there by Sydney.
Taking
Lanto.
A page out of Westlake's defensive pressure book here.
Bricker's going to shoot a three? No good.
Keep shooting. Keep shooting.
Quick transition three.
Yeah, that. I don't know what they call it. What's it called? Did they hit the water bounce?
It went out of bounds. So she's known for her defense, but wanted to throw in a three ball.
It would have been huge if it goes in, but it didn't.
Yeah, but. Yeah. I shouldn't have took that shot. Okay, so here we go. And there it is.
Wow.
No good by Carrington. Ball back to the Titans. Bricker again. She's
wide
all over that court.
Bunny, she
Here's
missed
Ristow.
It.
She's going to shoot the three. No good. Rebound Goodell. Up and at him. No, she missed it this time.
Good defense from Sid.
Yep. Man, they needed that one out of Goodell badly. Kayla Goodell was perfect position for that rebound. That could have cut it to four and really made it interesting. But instead, no good. Foul on Gina Adams.
Yeah, that's a foul on Goodell. That's her fourth.
Adams will go to the line for two. All right, so Gina Adams. Oh, Goodell
out
of the
game. Goodell's out. That's her fifth. She's done.
That's not good. If that's her fifth, got to sub her.
They got 30 seconds to sub her in. I'm not going to say anything. If the refs don't know she has five by now, I won't say
Well, they do.
Word.
They're pointing to the bench, but you got 30 seconds. All right. So do you go back to your senior Frugati for Goodell?
Yeah, you're going to go to Fugate.
Well, those are five hard-earned fouls. I'll say that. So Kayla Goodell had a great night underneath that hoop.
Yeah, she
fouls out,
fantastic.
Though, and that probably does it for the Titans.
Yeah, fantastic game. But the second half, Westlake decided to go inside and make a play a little bit more defense, get a little physical with her, and it caused her to foul out of the game.
Yep, so Gene Adams makes the front end of the one-on-one, and she made the back end, too. That ought to do it. Demons up 9, Titans looking for a miracle now.
Yeah, they lost their star underneath, so now they have to
spread it out. Hope
spread it out and hope they can make a couple of threes here.
There's a Zabatos in the corner. Athena, nope, passes it up back to Lantel. Lantel will drive it. She tries to kick it for a three, and that ill-advised pass.
Pass is right there. Another Gator arm.
All right, Berea. Down 9 on
defense. A
little
half-court trap on the person bringing the ball up. That ball hit the line. Stay in there.
Frustrating game right now for head coach of Berea, Kevin Broughton. Saw his team get very close numerous times, and it's every time Westlake would pull away. All right, 2:12 to go. Here's Westlake with the ball. Lentau, good pressure there, causes a turnover. Good job on defense by Cindy Lentau.
They need to transition these into some buckets, Vince. Good defense only works if you can score on the other end.
And Bricker will come out as Naomi Jackson, the senior, in. So both seniors left that haven't fouled out in the game now for the Titans. Here's Zabatos. It's up. Fouled. Good job there by Athena.
It's
a good drive by Savastos.
So Athena Savatos, the captain out there right now, as a sophomore, calling the shots.
Yeah, she's got to get to the... And the good thing is that she's possibly putting points up with the clock stopped here.
Yep. First shot up by Savatos is good. 55-47. All right, Athena Savatos looking to close it out. Her team down 8, wants to get close down to 7. It's up, it's no good, but the rebound, battle for it. Savatos gets her own rebound.
Stays here.
And out of bounds off Matulovic. Okay, so 8-point game, now 1:53 to go.
Let's see.
Great hustle there by Athena.
Sydney Lantok and the rest of her teammates can realize that they are in the bonus. Every whistle they get to the line, they can try to score with the clock stopped here.
Good screen there. Gets Lentz somewhat open. Naomi Jackson working that screen. The Savatos. Savatos has to drive it here.
Come on, you don't have the time.
Athena needs to drive it.
She carried it. She carried it. She brought
thinking
it with
too
her.
Thinking too much.
Too much thinking. You've got to be aggressive at this point of the game. You've got a minute 35 to go. You need to score points here.
Well, the game's no longer in doubt, but you want to make it respectable.
Timeout.
Good half-court trap.
Another good timeout from Westlake to keep the possession.
Minute 31 to go, 55-47. Westlake leads it on the Keon Sports Radio Network. So Berea Mid Park down 8, game not really in any doubt at this point with 90 seconds to go. Westlake will win. But you need to, you always want to be respectable. You want to finish strong. That's what you teach your girls. So let's see how they finish here. I would look for Westlake to drastically slow this down. With Gina Adams taking the ball up for the Demons. And she's at the top of the key. Lentau, defensive pressure. Gina Adams will dribble it around. She's trying to kill some clock. Good double coverage. Oh, Lentau gets blasted. The referee's got to call something. He calls a travel. Cindy Lentau with some excellent defense there in her face.
Yeah, Gina Adams. If I would have drove home, she might have beat me walking home.
Smokes.
When it took them so long to make that call, Vince.
Yikes. All right. Referee swallowed his whistle there for a second. Here's Savatos.
Yeah.
Drives the lane. Good Fugatti there. Nope. Lentau is all over the joint, man. Good defense there by Savatos. Referee's call is going to say it was off of Savatos' foot.
Savatos' foot.
Good eyes on the ref because I said that was 50-50.
And once again, Berea Mid Park with another good opportunity that they forced with the defense and didn't make it.
Nope.
They didn't take advantage of
it. Westlake struggling here. Oh, okay. Loose ball on Savatos.
Get it.
That's right there.
So Savatos lets it go out of bounds on the Demons.
They've been letting him play all night, Vince. I'm not surprised there was no whistle there. I think that girl got pushed, but
Savatos.
Titans keep the ball.
Berea needs a three-pointer right now. 40 seconds to go, down 8. They need a shot. Berea needs a shot. Turns it over. Nope. Yep. Loose ball scramble. Lentau's got it. Behind the back pass. No good.
She could have done that all night.
Yep. Loose ball scamper. Out of bounds. Going to Westlake.
Yeah.
I imagine they dribble it out from here.
Yeah, they're going to dribble it out. I know Matulovic is the star in this team, but tonight Westlake does not win this game without Gina Adams.
Nope. And she's coming our way. Gina Adams turns it over. Lentau has it. Over to Savatos. Three ball. Savatos, no good. 8 seconds to go.
That's going to do it.
Foul.
Yeah, Gina Adams took over this game, and they came out with that ferocious full-court press to start the second half.
I did it.
She was ahead of the snake in the second half. She is the player of the game tonight, from in my opinion, Vince.
Number 5.
I agree. So, out come the seniors. One last applause for the seniors on senior night. Fugatti and Jackson. 55-47, Westlake, Gina Adams for a 1-on-1. And again, the two seniors on senior night, standing ovation. 56-47.
Send us lot.
And Gina Adams will nail the second one as well. And the Demons will win by 10 here unless the Titans chuck one up at the buzzer. 4 seconds to go.
That'll do it, Vince.
Zabalos, no good. And your final score tonight, 57-47. The Demons have the victory go their way. Well, and you said it, Ruben, that second half, full court press has started.
Yeah, the second half. I'm looking forward to see how far this Westlake girls team can go. The sectional start on Saturday. They've got all the weapons, man. They defensively, they were good. Offensively, their star got some help tonight. She didn't have to take the bull by the horns by herself. Gina Adams was fantastic. She was fabulous tonight. They don't win this game without her. Berea Midpark, it's not from a lack of effort. And maybe a little lack of execution, but these girls leave it out there every night. It's fun to watch these ladies go at it. These girls' games, folks, if you get a chance, come out here and support these girls. Doesn't matter the high school, doesn't matter your affiliation. It's good basketball to be seen here. I can't wait for these playoffs to start.
You said it all, Ruben, and that's when you'll catch us next, Saturday morning, or afternoon, really, 1 o'clock at Rocky River as the girls from Fireland take on the Rocky River Pirates and some girls' playoff action. For Ruben Rodriguez, I'm Vince McKee. Have a good night, everybody.